Good morning. It is 7:43 here on the Mighty 690. Time for update from the city of Coffeyville. We have communications manager Ashley Tapman joining us. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Hey, it's good to have you here. And,
you know,
we've gotten through a long holiday weekend back to work.
Yes, and the pool opened.
Oh, my goodness. It's fantastic.
Yes.
I mean, that's just awesome that the weather cooperated and had to push back the opening. I know just a little bit, but I've heard nothing but great things.
Yes, and it's been very busy, which is awesome.
Yeah, so that is really exciting to have all that open for the summer. A big destination for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the meeting coming up here tonight for the city here at 6:30. What's coming up on the agenda?
Yeah, it's a pretty short agenda for this meeting. There will be a second reading of the water rates. There is going to be a resolution to purchase property located at 807 West 5th and approve housing rehabilitation budget. And there's ordinance authorizing the execution of cooperation agreement between the city of Coffeyville and CRMC for the 50% sales tax and for the levy collection of the 2027 sales tax. And that's about it on the agenda for today.
Gotcha. So again, and I know that, just a reminder, that is the kind of changing, that sales tax is nothing new, but it's
correct,
changing a little bit of the distribution of that, right?
Correct. That is. It's 50% of it will go to fire and police, and then the other 50% will go to CRMC.
Gotcha. So, of course, 6:30, those public comments always welcome, I know. So if folks do want to stop by.
Yes, and the meeting is located in City Hall in the commission room. If you aren't able to attend, there is a live stream that you can follow. You can follow that on the website under Find a Meeting if you go to Coffeyville.com, or you can go to our Facebook page, City of Coffeyville. It will go stream live at 6:30 on the page itself.
Fantastic. So I know there's been a lot of good stuff happening. I know you debuted the power outage reporting system. For those who may have missed that, I know you had some information you'd like to share about that.
Yes. So make sure, super important, that you put in your phone or in your address book or on your refrigerator, 620-709-8893 is the new power outage system. So if you're out and about and you see a power outage or something happened in your area, make sure you text or call this number and it will get on the map. You can find the power outage map under coffeyville.com. You can see if there is power outages there. If you do the find or report a leak or power outage button on the main page at coffeyville.com, you will see information on how to report the power outage, and you can find the power outage map there. But if you have a landline, you will not receive a text, but you will receive an automated message being called to you, the same as the text message that comes out if there is a power outage in your area.
Okay, so one more time, that number so people can write it down.
We need to do a jingle.
I know, we do. Yeah, that's good, so you don't forget it.
Yes, it's 620-709-8893.
I'll see what we can come up with.
Okay. And also I wanted to say, how do you get information from the city of Coffeyville? We are very transparent and digital, and we've put a lot of information in different places. If you go to our website, coffeyville.com, and you scroll down to Newsflash, you'll see important information, press releases. Also, our Facebook page is integrated into the main page of the website, but you will only see the five posts that are the most current under our Facebook page. So if you don't have Facebook, you can check our website. That's just a rule within the widget that's on the website, so we cannot put the whole page out there. But you can also follow along with our seven Facebook pages, which is City of Coffeyville, Coffeyville Municipal Light and Power, which is everything electric, Coffeyville Fire, well, electric, fiber, internet, you can find on that page, Coffeyville Fire, Coffeyville Police, Coffeyville Public Works Department, which is trash, streets, water, Coffeyville Animal Shelter. I think I'm forgetting one other page, because I wrote down Coffeyville Municipal Light and Power twice.
Right.
So,
anyway, you'll find them all there.
Yes, there's lots of pages for you to find. And also, there's a free alert system that isn't just for emergencies. It's for important information that the city is rolling out, such as when we had to conserve water. That went out on this alert system, so you will know that instead of just if you can't follow Facebook, this alert system does go out. So if you want to sign up for that, where do you find that? You go to coffeeville.com. There is a section at the top that says, how do I? And then you go to receive notifications and scroll down and do newsflash. And you can get that via text message or email. You can choose both or one or the other. So that's very important. Important information comes out there also. So there's lots of ways to get information for the city of Coffeeville.
Well, that is fantastic. Some really good reminders. And I know that we had the ribbon cutting for the tennis courts and pickleball courts.
Yes. So we had a great opening last Friday. We probably had like 30 to 40 people that came. And what was really special is Clarence Strickland's daughter, Marilyn Pruitt, came, and she was 93, along with her daughters, which are Clarence Strickland's granddaughters, came. And so she had some nice things to say. And she also donated Clarence's, one of his wooden tennis rackets, and a couple trophies that he won in some tennis championships that were around the area that we're going to donate to Dalton Defenders Museum. So he has a place in history in our museum.
Well, that's fantastic. And I have to say, I mean, I walk around there every day, and there the pickleball courts are like constant. There's yes. always someone there.
Yes. So one of my daughters went to play tennis the other night. It was earlier this week and or last week. And she said that pickleball courts were packed.
Yes.
And she said only one tennis court was opened.
Wow.
And so that's just awesome to have in our community. And it gets people out motivated. And it's not just for the youngins. There's older generation that are out playing pickleball too. So.
Well, and we've got some, you know, if you don't want to be out there in the middle of the day when it's real hot, there's lights at night.
Yes. And I think, but I believe those lights stay on until midnight. So awesome. You have until midnight to play.
Okay. Fantastic. The lights. Yeah. It goes along with the park curfew there.
Yes.
That is just awesome. I mean, it's been a great addition. Who'd have thought that like a need was there, you know, that people are really, you know, taken to it.
Yes. So. And a lot of people kind of just travel to come to those areas. I've seen some comments on Facebook saying, oh my gosh, you know, this is great for our community. And people are very happy that it's in our town.
It's fantastic. So Ashley, anything else that we need to know about here this morning?
Nope, that's just it. Just make sure that you know 620-709-8893, the new power outage system number, and just make sure that you get all your information city via website, Facebook, and sign up for those alerts.
All right. Well, appreciate it, Ashley, as always, and we look forward to chatting again soon.
Yes, thank you.
All right. That is Ashley Tapman with the City of Coffeeville ahead of tonight's meeting. And we have much more on the way, including your calls for Open Line. We'll also talk with guests from Live Healthy Montgomery County coming up here in just a few minutes here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.